seconds.
One time for the underdog.
One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedivit, and today I'm speaking to teenage entrepreneurs and the common mistakes you keep making. If you're a teenager watching this and you have some symptoms of an entrepreneur, or you kind of want to become an entrepreneur but you don't know yet, I almost feel bad for you. Let me tell you why. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very similar to becoming an artist. And most kids who are artists, they're different. So academia, our school system, is not structured to really water this artist and turn him into what they could be. I can only imagine how weird of a kid Johnny Depp was to a teacher in sixth grade. I can only imagine how Picasso was seen in school, or an Einstein was seen in school. The same with entrepreneurs. This is why. 99% of your teachers in school are not entrepreneurs, and they've never been an entrepreneur. So how do they know to speak your language? So you are gonna feel a little weird, you are gonna feel a little bit different, and I simply wanna create this platform for you to look at this video and share it with your other peers to say, one, you're not alone, and two, it's gonna be a little bit weird, and just bear with it, it's gonna be okay. 14 common mistakes I'll give you today. A lot of them I went through myself, and hopefully it'll give you some value for you to be thinking about, that the future looks bright, and don't overthink it too much. So let's get right into it. Point number one. Here's point number one. Life is not Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. That is a lie. That's what you call a commercial, okay? That's what gets people to want to go to Disneyland for, where for one day we're at Disneyland and we think we're at the happiest place on earth. That's called creative marketing. That's called fantastic marketing. Let me tell you a shocker here for you to know. Most of your friends don't want to see you succeed. That's confusing. Most of the people in school don't want to see you kill it. Very few do. I know this is very weird. It's almost as if your friends are very happy as long as you do a little bit less than they do. So if you get a B+, they're okay if they got an A. If you are dating a pretty girl, it's okay as long as they're dating a prettier girl. But they're not happy if you're doing better than them. So you gotta know that part. And it's nothing wrong. This doesn't mean your friends are bad people. It's just how people are wired, for the most part. And I know a lot of comments, people are gonna say, I don't think that's what it is. My best friend thinks the world of me, and she loves me and he loves me. You can keep thinking like that, but life's not Disneyland. You're gonna be shell-shocked very early on when you go through life. Number two, don't worry about breaking too many rules. I'm here to tell you, I think too many teenage entrepreneurs don't break the rules enough times. I didn't say law, I said rules. Break the rules, you gotta break the rules more. Why? Because the only way we figure out how to make anything better is by breaking it down a little bit and breaking the rules a little bit to find out if we can do this thing a little bit better than the way it's been done all these years. Don't worry about breaking the rules too often. People are gonna make you feel bad and all this other stuff. Don't worry about it. Break more rules, not laws. Don't come back and say, Pat told me to break the law. I never said law. Don't break enough, break more rules. Not laws, but rules. Number three. Is comparing yourself too much to others. You don't need to compare yourself to other people. You know, this person did this, that person did this, this person did this. Even a Zuckerberg, even a, you know, Musk, or all these guys, let them inspire you, but don't compare yourself to other people. Here's why. There's no way in the world you can be like them, and there's no way in the world they can be like you. Very simple. You're unique, they're unique. Play to your own unique abilities. You don't need to worry about comparing yourself to everybody else. Now, next point. Being too concerned as a young entrepreneur about somebody else stealing your ideas. Listen, don't worry if someone's gonna steal your ideas. First of all, you hoarding your idea is not gonna tell the world anything anyways. The biggest challenge you gotta know about ideas is 99.999% of the world is going to do nothing with your idea. Just know this. 99.999% of the people are not gonna take your idea at all. They're just not gonna take it, because the entire game is execution. So I would much rather be a little bit more comfortable about sharing your idea with other people than saying, I'm not gonna tell anybody. If you keep it, the world's definitely not gonna know about it. If you talk to somebody else, they can possibly help you turn that idea into a bigger idea than it currently is today. Next, this is very powerful. Pay very close attention to what I'm telling you right now. Don't let logic bully you. Let me say it again. Don't let logic bully you. What is logic? Age. Age bullies people. Let me elaborate. There will be a 42-year-old teacher that you have, and you're this 14-year-old kid, and you got dreams. And you say, one day I'm going to be this, and one day I'm going to be this, and one day I'm going to be this. And you get the smirk from that teacher that says, oh, I remember when I was your age, and I used to dream that life is going to be this, but it's not. That's a logical thinker. They gave up at one point. Do not let that logical person influence you. Don't. You keep dreaming. I know the word logiker is not a word, because the dreamer versus a logiker. Logiker is not a word. I'm making it a word. Don't let a person that purely looks at everything through the logical views bully a dreamer, which is you. Don't let them do it. Do not let them do it. And a lot of times it's age. It's a 52-year-old uncle who thinks he knows everything, but he's broke. His report card is a straight F. Stop taking that uncle's advice. He got an F. The only advice you need to take from that uncle is the following advice. What mistakes did you make to get you to where you're at right now? If you truly want to help me out, Mr. Uncle, is tell me about the mistakes on why you're still broke living in an apartment complex. Tell me the mistakes. Don't bully my dreams. I have dreams, and I want to give a shot to see if I can go out there and make my dreams become a reality. You gave up. You screwed up. Tell me your mistakes. I'm willing to listen to you with your mistakes, but I don't want you to bully my dreams. If you want to bully my dreams, I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear any of it. So don't let age or logic bully you. Next, team up with the most driven in school, not your best friends. A lot of times your best friends are your best friends and you like them, but one of them is more concerned about smoking pot and having sex with his girlfriend 24/7 than doing anything big with his life. You can't do anything with that guy if he doesn't want to work. Some of your friends are more worried about the cool points they're going to get, all this other stuff. But then there's that one cat who's a nerd and nobody talks to him, but he's a ridiculous coder. You go make friends with him. Okay, there's another guy that works 24/7. He sells baseball cards on campus, and he's always selling something, and everyone makes fun of him. Befriend that guy, because that guy can help you sell your product. He can be your Steve Jobs. Go find somebody, the hardest working people on campus that are selling, that are running businesses, making money on the side, hustling on Instagram, doing stuff on Snapchat. Befriend them. Get them together, not just your best friends. Complete different strategy you got to take with that. Next, this sounds like a preachy type of thing, but listen, take care of your health early. Avoid Burger King, you know, McDonald's, all that fast food stuff. Just not necessary for you to go out to eat that stuff. Some of you guys wonder why you get a lot of acne. It's just eating a lot of oily food. You don't need to eat the oily food. I used to have acne a lot as a kid. Oily food is not a way to go. Avoid that stuff. Take care of your health very, very early. The moment I figured out the whole oily thing, I started working out and taking care of my health somewhat earlier, more than some of my peers did. It benefited me. Start taking care of your health earlier. Next, reading crappy books. You don't need to read crappy books. Now, let me tell you what I don't mind when I say crappy books. If you read books that are about imagination and it takes you to some places that makes you visualize things that are just crazy, and that's fine. That's cool to be reading books like that. I'm talking about books that have no purpose, that serve no purpose to you. Read business books. I'm gonna make another video on top 10 books teenage entrepreneurs need to read, but that'll be another episode that'll come up. Stay tuned for that. But for now, just stop, avoid reading crappy books. Next one. Learn the difference between ass kissing and networking. There's a big difference. Some students want to kiss ass to their teachers, right? We used to call them, everybody used to them TA or teacher's pet and all this other things that they say. Don't be an ass kisser, be a great networker. Let me tell you who to network with. Here's a perfect thing to be thinking about. Go to your principal, ask around which one of the teachers in your school at one point was a professional athlete. Go ask them what it takes to be a professional athlete. Two, find out any teacher, principal, counselor on campus who used to run a successful business before, who sold it, now their way of giving back to public, they want to become teachers. Befriend that teacher. Take that teacher out to lunch. Take that teacher out and say, when can he spend an hour with me after school? Go network with that person. By the way, you can find out who those teachers are. In every school you go to, I promise you right now if you're watching this, if I were to ask you who's the richest teacher on campus, I guarantee you, everybody typically knows who's the richest teacher on campus. Everyone knows it. You know why? Because everybody talks about it. And by the way, FYI, majority of the teachers don't like that teacher because that teacher has money and they did it backwards. They first went and made their money, then they became teachers. A lot of these teachers became teachers right after school, and some of them are not doing too well money-wise because they don't make a lot of money. I admire teachers, don't get me wrong. Teachers impact on my life tremendously. But if you want to network, network with the guy that knows all the right people. Next, stop trying to be cool. When you're young, I was dying to be cool when I was 12, 13, 14 years old. You know, I had just come to America. I had a terrible accent. I didn't even know how to pronounce certain words. You're going to spend way too much time trying to be cool and trying to make everybody else happy. Don't fall for it. Just realize this is you. This is how you are. Maximize what you got. Don't try to get coupons from everybody else. Next point. Avoid putting yourself in dumb situations. Let me just simplify it for you. This is not something that's complicated. I remember a few occasions of my life. Once I got arrested in Hollywood at 1 o'clock in the morning. I got arrested. Cops came, handcuffed the whole nine. It could have been worse, but it didn't. We were good. We left. Everything was fine. We didn't get arrested or anything that night, but they handcuffed us, helicopters chasing us, all this stuff. I was 16 years old. I had just bought a new car. Another one was a big fight that took place, and I was hanging out with the peers, and this fight was a very big fight. Cops came. They were about to arrest me, the other guys that were with us. I was about to get arrested. There were a few people that night that got felonies. And I was able to, after conversations with the cops, they were able to let me go. Let me tell you why this is so critical for you to pay attention to. If I would have gotten that felony at a young age, let's just say if that would have happened, I would have never gone into the Army. If I would have never gone into the Army for 3 years, I wouldn't have learned the discipline. If I wouldn't have gone and learned the discipline in the Army and gotten out and wanted to be this bodybuilder, I would have never met a girl named Jean-Vier. If I would have never met a girl named Jean-Vier, I would have never worked at Morgan Stanley Dean with her. And if I would have gotten a misdemeanor or a felony, Morgan Stanley Dean with her would have never hired me. You know why? Because you can't go into the securities industry with a felony for 10 years. So I would have never gone into the financial industry. This entire story of PBD is a different story. This entire story of Patrick Bay David, Valuetainment, PHP is a complete different story. So don't put yourself in dumb situations. What are some of the dumb situations? Condoms, drugs, pot, alcohol, DUI, pregnancy. Avoid some of those situations because they can be a major setback to a lot of people. Next one here. Don't make sex your God. I know when you're 13 years old, you're 14 years old, boys especially, all you think about is sex, sex, sex. Will I ever have sex? Let me make a prediction to you. The chances of you having sex is very high, and not only sex, you're gonna have a lot of sex in your life, okay? Lots of it, I promise you. No one is 42 years old sitting there saying, oh my gosh, I didn't have enough. You're gonna be fine. The more attention you give to that, the more your mind is going to places instead of trying to come up with ideas, all these other thoughts. Your mind is being consumed by thoughts that really are not gonna do anything for you. And I understand the hormonal thing. And at that age, wind breezes this way, you're excited, you see somebody. Every other day, we fall in love with somebody new. One day it's Vivica A. Fox. One day it's like, you know, Rachel McAdams. Another day is Jennifer this. Another day is the Jessica Biel. Another day is this. Don't worry. You're gonna get plenty of this, plenty of this. Just don't make sex your God. Just trust me on this. You'll find out what I mean by this 10 years from now. Just trust me on this. Okay, next one. Next one. All right, we got that. Next one. Feeling like you don't matter. Let me explain. Sometimes, depending on the family you're raised in, you may be raised in a family where your parents are going through a divorce, or there's a lot of hate, screaming, shouting, fighting, arguing. And there are a lot of things that your mom and dad are going through that you will never know about. Let me tell you that. So sometimes parents, no one's perfect, a mom or a dad is going to put out their frustration on their kids. It's just kind of what happens because you're around the most, especially if you're raising a divorced family. Sometimes they're going to put their anger, their frustration, their regrets, their own stuff. They don't mean it. You just happen to be there. They say those types of things to you and these things become scars, scars, scars. And the biggest challenge with this is if you start believing it. You got common sense because anything after 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, you start developing some common sense. You got common sense to know that they don't really fully mean it. They're in pain. They're in a lot of pain. This doesn't mean it's not gonna hurt. This doesn't mean it's not gonna stick. This doesn't mean you're gonna forget about it. But it doesn't mean it's the truth. So if they say some words to you that say, you'll never amount to anything, you'll never do this, you'll never do that, you'll never do this, you'll never do this, to me, that can actually toughen you up for you to say, you know what, this is my opportunity to prove that I can be somebody. And not only that, for you to really dig deep and realize that everybody else out there, like imagine the kid who invented Canon. At one point, he was 8 years old with a dream. What if he gave up? Imagine Steve Jobs when he was 10 years old and his mom gave him up for adoption for somebody else when he was a young kid. Now, what if this kid gives up on Apple? Imagine if Wozniak, who was a kid, a geek one time, playing with video games and breaking down every single thing that he had and putting him back. What if he gave up because somebody told him something? What if Zuckerberg gave up? What if Musk gave up? What if Travis gave up? What if all these guys gave up when they were, all these guys were kids at one point. Barack Obama was a former president we had. At one point he was 6 years old and a kid that people laughed at. Donald Trump's the current president. At one point he was 10 years old and people laughed at him. So just the same way they go through it, the same way you gotta realize is that one day you're gonna be 52 years old and you have the ability to impact everybody around the world. Don't let some of those words of people in pain impact you of your decision to go out there and do something big with your life. Stay patient. Good things are going to be around the corner for you. Don't buy into their challenges that they're facing. And last but not least, the one I'll give you here, last but not least, is studying the right content. Let me tell you what I mean by studying the right content. There's a lot of people on the internet right now telling you what to do and what not to do. And you'll have to learn how to decipher between the right content and the wrong content. But I'm here to tell you this. I suggest you go backwards and go through every single Valuetainment episode that we have on YouTube. Right now, one of the things that's happening is Valuetainment has become a phenomenon amongst teenage entrepreneurs. Obviously, CEOs of multi-billion dollar companies are following Valuetainment. The CEO of Sprint the other day retweeted one of the episodes that we had. We're getting celebrities now that are following this. We're getting billionaires that are now following this. But there's also a very big following of teenage entrepreneurs on Valuetainment. I wish when I was 13 years old, there was a channel like Valuetainment for me to watch the episodes. Study the right content. There's a lot of good content out there as well. But study the right content based on people who are running businesses, not based on people who are telling you things that they picked up from a book. Always find out how the person that's teaching you the content online has made their money. This is what I call a trifecta entrepreneur, somebody that has theories, somebody that has experience, and somebody that's applying their theories and their experience, and they're winning now as in the world of entrepreneurship. So make sure you're getting that content. So my challenge to you would be watch the Valuetainment content, go back to back with these episodes, and then you'll be amazed. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we get hundreds of messages from teenage entrepreneurs from around the world that say, last month I made $16,000, this month I made $8,000, this week I made $4,000, last month I made $28,000. I had a 17-year-old kid that came to Houston to visit me. He's still in high school. He made $57,000 last month as a teenage entrepreneur. And if you would have seen him, he's an innocent. You would have never thought he made 57K at 17 years old, but he did. So study the content, follow the content, comment on the bottom. And if you got some questions, you can always snap me. The snap tab should be right here, BetDavid19. I will generally respond, but we're getting thousands of messages now. So if I don't get back to you, send it again. We'll eventually get back to you. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick BetDavid. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.